a better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Mesota. Kristen Lyerly in OBGYN is on the Fox River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
The Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstead.
I'm Kristen Lyerly.
I'm Pat Kreitlow, and on the show this week, we learned about the hate groups that organized around Donald Trump's tweet to come mob the Capitol on January 6th. We'll talk to Deb McGrath, who's now a candidate for Congress, but also a former CIA officer and an Army captain, to talk about fighting domestic terrorism, especially when one of the people present at the insurrection is the Republican candidate for that same congressional seat. Plus, we'll talk about other ongoing Wisconsin connections to January 6th. But first, on a much lighter note, over at Up North News, we put out a daily newsletter, and we polled our readers this week on how they see summer at this point on the calendar, because I'm always surprised at a certain thing that people say this time of year. So I wanted to gauge how people answer this question, and therefore, these three choices are going to Kirk and Kristen as well. When you see July 13th on the calendar, your thought is A, how can summer be almost over already? B, there's still lots of time to enjoy summer. Or C, is it too soon to send the kids back to school yet? Kristen, you've got some kids in the area. They might be not little kids anymore, but you ready to get rid of them? Or what did you answer A or B on that question?
You know, you're right. Out of the three of us, I am the only one with kids, and I love having them home. They've just gotten to the point in their lives where they are very amusing and they're good company. And the other day I walked into the kitchen and they were having an argument about the worst Supreme Court judgments ever. And I thought, yes, it worked. All of that indoctrination. So I love having them home. I think it goes, for me, it's day by day. Sometimes it feels like, oh, here we are, and pretty soon it's going to be getting cold again. And other times I'm just reveling in how it's feeling. So I don't know. What do you think, Kirk?
Well, I am in the beer selling business, and I'm in Minocqua, Wisconsin. And both of those things are, we got to make money in a very short amount of time. People drink a lot of beer in the summer. They don't drink a lot of beer in January. And people go to Minocqua in the summer, and they don't go to Minocqua in January. So if out of the three, I'd have to say, let's send the kids home because I'm ready for summer to be over. It's a lot of work in the summer for me, Pat.
The reason I bring it up is that every 4th of July, I hear people say, wow, summer's going by so fast. And I'm thinking, wait, summer officially just started like 2 weeks before, you know, I mean, we had some good late spring. So I don't consider summer to be like, you know, almost over until we're deeper into August at this point. I mean, today, for example, was a gorgeous day to attend Farm Technology Days. I was out at the rail farm south of Loyal. Great to see people, you know, gathered around again after taking a couple of years off. There were a lot of folks at the, there was a Democratic Party booth there. There was a Republican Party booth. There were, I mean, hundreds of exhibitors. And it was just great. It was a perfect day for it. It would have been a perfect day as well to go to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, which is barely, you know, 4 miles down the road here in Chippewa Falls, but a flat tire somewhere between those 2 points did not enable that to happen. So the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is going to have to wait. But I will say,
how'd you fix your flat? How'd you fix it, Pat?
As luck would have it, this happened in downtown Chippewa Falls. So I was about a mile from the fairgrounds. My neighbor, Art, happened to wander by and he said, let me help you with that. And my favorite service station is 2 blocks away. So there I am rolling this flat tire down for 2 blocks, looking like something out of a Little Rascals movie with a hoop and a stick. We're just pushing our tire down. But we eventually got that changed in an hour, thanks to the kindness of a great neighbor. And well, we'll get to the fair later because for me, summer's still got a ways to go and we're going to enjoy every bit of it. So when we come back, fighting domestic terrorism, especially as it gets emboldened to the point of putting candidates up on the ballot like it's doing across this nation. More about that in just a moment. You're up north.